I remind you that there are five items for the board's consideration and approval that have been put forward and recommended by the committee. There are items 12, which is to designate the M. Christine Schwartz Experimental Learning Laboratory, the M. Christine Schwartz Lobby, and the M. Christine Schwartz Research Seminar Rooms in the College of Nursing in Chicago. Item 13, the student insurance rate, which I discussed earlier for Urbana and Springfield for academic year 2013-14 as revised. Item 14, to delegate the authority to the Vice President and CEO and Comptroller to refund outstanding auxiliary facility systems revenue bonds. Item 15, to amend the professional services consultant contract for renovation and addition to the Assembly Hall in Urbana. And item 16, which are purchase recommendations. At approximately 1:50 p.m., the committee went into executive session. The meeting was then opened and reconvened again and adjourned at 2:15. The meeting will be Monday, May the 13th, 2013 at 1 p.m. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you, Ed. So, Tim, maybe we hear from the hospital committee.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday, 6th of March, at 1 p.m. Trustee Estrada was also in attendance. I'd like to publicly thank all who attended our meeting and especially our presenters. First, I would like to cover the items we discussed, which are on today's voting agenda. Item number 11, reappoint members to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. Number 12, also discussed by ABFF, designate the M. Christine Schwartz Experiential Learning Laboratory, the M. Christine Schwartz Lobby, and the M. Christine Schwartz Research Seminar Rooms, College of Nursing, Chicago. Item 13, approve student health insurance rates for Urbana and Springfield campuses, and as Trustee McMillan mentioned, that has been revised. And 16, a specific purchase recommendation, basically to cover radiation oncology services. We do not have a radiation oncology department at our hospital, but physicians from the University of Chicago come to our facility and use our equipment to provide that service. There were no objections in committee to the approval of these items. We reviewed the finances of the hospital. As most of you know, there was a recent decrease in the Medicaid per diem rate for inpatient services. We are in the process of trying to rectify that rate. I was informed that the state actually needs federal approval for their rates for this, but I'd like you to know that thankfully the state has submitted that request to the federal government, so that procedure is in the works. Initially, we were projected for a $15 million shortfall on our budget for fiscal year ending June of 2013. At present, we are at $875,000 loss, but due to several strategies, our top administrators now hope to project a zero balance or possibly ending in the black for fiscal 2013. Other challenges, however, significant cuts in reimbursement are on the horizon. As per sequestration, there's a 2% across the board cut in Medicare, so that affects our hospital and our physicians. Affordable Care Act 2014 projections, possibly other significant Medicare cuts to specifically to teaching hospitals. There is a sea change in medicine appearing to be upon us in reimbursement, from a fee-for-service model to capitation, where you're paid basically for the number of covered lives. This is a major tenet of the Affordable Care Act. If so, and I think there's enough inertia to figure that this will probably go forward, the good news is we have all the pieces of the puzzle to compete in this arena, provided we can offer a quality product. But obviously we're required negotiating contracts that allow us to survive financially. In closing, the next meeting of the committee will be Monday,